He's got an ibis in here with him, trying to represent the U.
Actually, I got me some of this.
The ibis. His name is Sebastian, right?
Sebastian. Yeah. Got some of this banana nut bread I'm over here snacking on. You know what I'm saying? Everything in here smells like roses.
It's the future.
Down and distance.
On WGNRadio.com.
Down and distance. I'm your guy, Sean Davis. Follow me on Twitter as D2Mikes. My guy, the man, the myth, the legend, Jared Payton. He's got an ibis in here with him. He's trying to represent the U.
Actually, I got me some of this.
The ibis. His name is Sebastian, right?
Sebastian. Yeah. Got some of this banana nut bread I'm over here snacking on. You know what I'm saying? Everything in here smells like roses.
Trying to make a meal off a pod.
You know what I'm saying?
You know.
Listen, I got some issues, man.
Speak on it.
You know, I'm heavy on Twitter. I love social media. I understand in this day and age that we all have the opportunity to be able to voice our opinions in 140 characters. I get that. And I can understand that people are upset about how people play and, you know, when they're playing the sport and how hard they're going and, you know, why aren't they on the field? Why aren't they on the court? I can get that. Especially as a fan, you pay your money, you want to go see your favorite players play, and you want to see your teams win a championship. But let me step back. The last couple of months, just being here in Chicago, the talk about Derrick Rose, I've seen it all across the board. I see people who love him. I see people who can't stand him, want him to leave, get out of the city. I've seen people who they don't know. They're on the fence. They're like, I'm not really sure. Watching the Bulls as of late, I have come to a conclusion. I get that Jimmy Butler is the new guy. He's got the keys to the car. And eventually, Garn Packs are going to build around this man. I get that. I understand that. I'll be waiting for all that. But for right now, the Bulls don't get over Cleveland, even close to getting over Cleveland, without a healthy Derrick Rose. So all the people who say, like, I can't wait for him to go. I can't wait for him to get out of here. Just know that rebuilding with this team after, whenever that is going to take some time. But for right now, watching without Derrick playing at a high level, this team doesn't even have a chance to sniff Eastern Conference championship. Not even happening. So you can hate him all you want, but you need him. Yes, you need him, especially right now. I get upset. Oh, you know, why isn't he out there playing? Because his knee. Well, I'm actually happy that he's not out there doing what he needs to. Listen to your body. Nobody knows your body like you know your body. So, and if you know anything about sports, these are the things that happen. This is what comes with surgery on certain parts of your body. Just ask D. Wade about how his knees are feeling and how he can't go every single night. It ages you like 3, 4, 5, 6 years. Things start to ache that didn't ache. Things start to hurt. If you don't listen to your body, more than likely, you will break down. He can't go every single night. We knew that. Why are we acting like we're surprised? Look, is this really? I remember being on The Game and talking about this. You know how long ago that was? It was over a year ago. We had this conversation. He's not going to be able to go every single night, Sean. That's going to be for the rest of his career. So we all knew that. I mean, if they weren't listening to the show, they weren't listening to the show. But it's not a surprise. Oh, why isn't he out there playing? He needs to give it his all. He needs to. All right.
You're talking about people that have never been on the other side of the curtain.
Yes.
They don't know what rehab is.
No.
They don't know what it's like to come back from that. I tore tendons in my leg and I go back to my cushy job behind the desk. It's not the same, bro. It's not the same.
But you asked some.
Not the same.
Okay, but ask.
And you're talking about, wait a minute, because I'm trying to explain to you.
Okay.
The modern day fan, the Twitter fan, right? The fan that will go look up someone else's mathematical formula that explains supposedly offensive efficiency, offensive ratings, defensive rating, defensive efficiency, plus minus. You do realize if I'm on a court and somebody's killing you in the box or killing you in the post, that's a minus for me. So stop talking to me about plus minus. If Pau Gasol isn't going to stop anybody from getting to the cup, everybody's going to have a minus on the Chicago Bulls. Everybody. No. They can score. They can't defend. It's not a Derrick Rose problem.
No.
It's a roster problem. Yeah. And if it's a roster problem, Derrick Rose has nothing to do with that.
I just feel like it always comes back
so
to him.
So to continue the soliloquy of Derrick Rose, his knee, Derrick Rose, Jimmy Butler, it makes absolutely no sense. It doesn't solve the long-term issues.
No.
The only people that can solve the long-term issues are the front office.
And do they really want to?
That's it. You're talking about a team and an organization that emasculated and lied on Luol Deng, that threw Derrick Rose and his rehab under the bus, that emasculated Joakim Noah after he held this team together with guts when Derrick Rose was gone. That's how they view the most important players in their organization. So Jimmy Butler, that's what you have to look forward to. When you can't do what you're doing any longer, they're going to play you the same way.
Dang. You just hit me with something I never even thought about.
No, I'm just putting it out there. They are who they are.
They are. You mean you look at somebody's track record, right? This whole situation, I was texting with someone last night just about how it's aggravating to watch this team. I mean, people started to get really excited when they started to see this win streak, but not understanding that they can't stop anybody. I mean, they were scoring over 100 points, and I get that. But if you can't stop anybody, what's the deal here? And I don't know, man.
Shout out to the Crunky family, man. Congratulations.
Uh-oh.
L.A. Rams back in effect.
Do the people from L.A. really? I know the NFL really wants a team.
2020?
Yeah.
Super Bowl will be in L.A.
Turn up. Mm. I'm going to be turning up. You know that.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a little baby girl. My son's going to be older. They're going to be at home because me and the wife are going to be out at the parties. shake. You know? Listen, do people in L.A. really want football? I know the NFL does because the money-wise. It only makes sense to have two teams, right? Because you got to have two teams. It's more money. It helps out on everything when you're talking about building the stadium.
Is football an L.A. thing, though?
I just don't think so.
L.A. is a basketball town. I mean, if they come in on the end of this Kobe era, though, and the Lakers don't feel it with somebody that's a superstar, if they don't get a KD or a Russell Westbrook,
then
it's a possibility that the Rams could really jump off.
I already know San Diego's going to be there as well. They're going to have two teams, too.
Yeah. They got shaded this year. The Chargers did.
Yeah.
Raiders got a little moolah.
Moolah, baby. All right, man. I just had to get that off my chest. All right.
I'm glad you did. Thank you.
I mean, it is what it is, man. There's deeper problems than this. Like Nino said, it's bigger than Nino Brown. It's bigger than Derrick Rose. They're a team. The team has its deficiencies. So they got to figure that out. But always here on Down to Disney's, we convert. Keep us locked. Always hit us up. Exclusively on WGNRadio.com, DAD Pod, on Twitter, at Payton Sun, PAYTON1SUN, and SD.
SD2 Mics.
That's it, man. We do it. As always, we were here. Now we're gone. Peace.